This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. So yes, parts of LaGuardia Airport in New York are in fact underwater. Tunnels into and out of Manhattan and parts of the subway system in the city are flooded. The floor of the New York Stock Exchange, however, is dry and, fingers crossed, going to be open for business tomorrow. That's the plan. The big board's electronic exchange will carry the load if anything goes wrong, which is a good thing because tomorrow is not just any old trading day. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has that story from New York.
Wednesday is an important day to get markets going again, not, of course, because it's Halloween.
Tomorrow, October 31st, is the end of the month, and a lot of large institutions will want to make sure that they're properly positioned at the month end.
That's Paul Rawati of Tab Group. That October 401k statement you'll be getting depends on what happens tomorrow. That's just one reason Mark Lipson expects ample activity on Wall Street. He's a business professor at University of Virginia.
Combined with a flow of news related to the storm and all that pent-up information that still is being digested on business, there's going to be a lot of people very interested in establishing positions.
Baruch College professor Bernard Doniffer predicts light trading.
We may see a very strange kind of low-volume day.
He says some traders won't engage. Power and transit problems mean some physically can't. Other investors will hang back, waiting out an uncertain market. Whether trading can be frenzied or subdued depends on exchanges actually functioning. This is the first two-day weather closing since 1888, which sounds pretty dramatic. But remember, markets do this dozens of times a year. As USC Business School professor Larry Harris points out, it's called the weekend.
We close our markets every week for 2 days and reopen them without any difficulty at all. We'll reopen them after 4 days without much difficulty either.
Tomorrow won't be a normal trading day, but in one sense, it's just back to business after a long, weird weekend. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.